Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, March 3rd, 2017. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I am good. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Jeff Butts, it's great that you're here too. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks awesome. For having me.
It's great to have you here. It's great to have both of you here. You guys rock. Also, what rocks is we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Elgato, and more specifically, Elgato's Eve Smart Light Switch, which is HomeKit compatible. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But first, I want to talk about the iPhone 8. And where I'm going with this is earlier this week, The Wall Street Journal had a report that said Apple was going to drop the Lightning connector off of the new iPhone, meaning the iPhone 8, and replace it with USB-C. And when I wrote about that, I just couldn't swallow that bit of information. It just didn't seem right to me. So I posited, my hypothesis was that Apple was going to include a USB-C to Lightning cable with the new iPhone and stick with the Lightning connector.
And I agreed with you. I thought it was brilliant.
Why, thank you. And it turns out that I am most likely right, because now there's a new report out, and this is from Ming-Chi Kao from
KGI Security.
Thank you. I had the securities part in my head, but the KGI part was just stuck. Anyhow, so what he's reporting is that his sources are saying that Apple is going to stick with the Lightning connector, and that they're switching to USB-C to Lightning for the standard cable in the box. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to take advantage of USB Type-C power charging. And that means that you can now charge an iPhone faster than you can with the current cables. And the power part for USB-C, Apple can fit into the Lightning connector, so they don't have to change the port. And what do you guys think?
Does that mean that you'll need a new kind of Lightning connector for the iPhone 8, or will all the old Lightning connectors work if you have like a USB-A to USB-C adapter?
My assumption is that you can plug any Lightning cable into the new iPhone, but the only way you'll be able to take advantage of the USB-C charging is with the new cable, because that will have different components in it. And then there will be the sister components that go into the phone itself. So you need to have the new phones plus the new cable to do fast charging. Any other combination, and you get regular charging.
So Apple probably wouldn't need to market, especially because if your Lightning cable has USB-C on the other end, you kind of know.
They would have to mark the new cable so that it was visibly different in some way to the current Lightning to USB-C cable they make.
Well, they do have one now?
Yes, Apple does make a cable you can go buy. Yeah, so they'd have to make some sort of visual distinction between the two.
Hmm. Well, we'll have fun writing about that.
Or
absolutely. Photos and how to tell them apart.
Yeah, or they could just make the new cable, and that's the only one they sell. And if you use it with an older iPhone, you wouldn't be able to take advantage of the faster charging.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually be a much more elegant way to do that.
Apple keeps us busy.
Yes. So I'm curious, do you guys think this is the way Apple is actually going?
It sounds great. What do you think, Jeff?
It sounds great, but I've had someone suggest to me that the battery chemistry of these smaller batteries might not be able to handle it.
Okay. So, well, that's assuming Apple sticks with the current battery.
Right.
Now, if they go to a new battery. Now, okay. So what we're hearing already is that they're doing this kind of sandwiched layer, multi-battery thing in the iPhone 8. And so that battery would be designed to take advantage of this faster charging. Apple would then also have to change the batteries in the iPhone 7S and 7S Plus so that they could take advantage of this. And as long as they do that, then we should be okay. Since current iPhones won't have the proper receiving chip for the power, they won't get the faster charging. So it wouldn't matter if you plug the fast charging cable in, you'd still get the current charging speeds.
This is going to be an awesome iPhone if the rumors pan out. I mean, a curved display, inductive charging, smaller bezel, a Touch ID on the glass, OLED display. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And
3D sensing front facing camera.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then the other thing that we've been hearing is the home button goes away and Apple is doing something else for the Touch ID. And now we have more information about that. And so what we're hearing now is that Apple's going to do something where they embed the sensors in the glass, which is, we've been kind of hearing this thing anyhow.
Right.
And so what they're going to do is take the technology, like the algorithms that they got from when they bought Authentic, and then they're going to take the sensor technology that they got when they bought Proveris and merge the two together. And so now you have this this new sophisticated way of reading a fingerprint, and the sensors for that can be embedded in the glass. And then that eliminates the issue of where do you put a Touch ID button, because it's now just built into the glass surface. And when I saw this report come out, my first thought was, this sounds really familiar. So I went and looked at pieces I'd written before. And it turns out when I wrote a piece about Apple buying Proveris a couple years ago, I threw my own conjecture into the piece. And that conjecture was Apple could use their technology, embed a Touch ID sensor in the glass. And it turns out it looks like that's probably what they're doing. Now, this report is coming from sources that are talking to DigiTimes. So I know that as soon as you toss DigiTimes out there, people immediately go, whoop, nope, bad report. But keep in mind that over the past few years, DigiTimes has actually had accurate information in a lot of cases. Sometimes they misinterpret the information that they get. And in this case, I'm thinking that they actually may have good information that they're interpreting correctly, because what they're doing is reporting what the supply and manufacturing sources are telling them. And it fits with the technology Apple already has.
And one of those reports says that it may not be available in September because production won't start until September.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Merry Christmas.
Won't that be fun?
Yeah. Well, okay. So we'll have to wait for the iPhone 8, but they can still announce it at the September event. So we get the September products when we expect the iPhone 7S and 7S Plus. And if you want the 8, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Do you remember how Microsoft jumped from Windows 8 to Windows 10?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the 10th anniversary iPhone. Is there has been any intimation that maybe they would jump and call it the iPhone 10?
I've heard that report, or well, it's not a report. I've heard people speculating that they could call it the iPhone 10. So, yeah, sure. I mean, well, it's Apple. They could call it anything.
Yeah.
So
the iPhone SE 10 Super.
Right. Yeah. All right. So my take on this is that we're getting enough pieces coming together that I think we're starting to build what is a reasonably accurate representation of what the iPhone 8 is going to be.
It's going to make my 7 look like stone knives.
Yeah, I know. It's we were going to wonder how we survived all this time on an iPhone 7, like the animals we are. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Elgato, and specifically Elgato's Eve Smart Light Switch. And this is a HomeKit compatible light switch. And what I love about this is that Elgato, they figured out how to make HomeKit and smart home devices elegant and easy to use. And their setup is just so simple. And the fact that they've given us a light switch to me is just wonderful, because I just love the idea of being able to take a light fixture that I already have and convert it into a smart light just by changing the switch on the wall. And then for all the people that come into my place and don't have access to my HomeKit setup, they can still turn on the light if they want to. And it just works. I love that they're not congesting my network, my Wi-Fi network, with a lot of what I consider unnecessary data, because their smart switch does not go on your network. It connects through Bluetooth. And so that means there's no need for a special hub. All you need is an app that's HomeKit compatible so that you can control the device from your phone if you want, or your iPad, whatever. And the Eve app is great for that. If you want to control the devices remotely, well, if you already have an Apple TV, you're good to go. But I just love that they work reliably. They don't need to be on my Wi-Fi network, and I have good security. I have a device that works just like it's supposed to. I can control it remotely or with my voice. It's just a fantastic little light switch. So if you're in the market for a smart light switch for your HomeKit network, then what you need to do is go pick up Elgato's Eve Smart Switch and go check it out. They have a special URL just for you, all of my wonderful listeners. It's elgato.com/TDO. So that's elgato.com/TDO, elgato.com/TDO. And you can check out the switch when you're ready to buy it. And I'm betting that won't take too long. Then you want to use the discount code TDO. And with that code, you're going to get 10% off. And that code's good for a couple weeks. So you have a little bit of time, but don't procrastinate, because if you wait too long, you're not going to be able to get your switch for the discount. So discount code TDO at checkout gets you 10% off. Also, here's a little bonus for you. Choose FedEx ground delivery and your shipping is free. So go check it out. Get yourself an Eve Smart Switch from Elgato. It's a great little product. And thank you so much to Elgato for being our sponsor today. All right. So the other thing that I want to talk about today, actually, Jeff, what I want you to talk about is using Siri on your Mac. And specifically, you figured out how to use Hey Siri on your Mac, and I realized what I just did, and I'm so sorry, everyone, for triggering your iPhones. Anyhow, so we can do the Yo Siri thing on our Macs, and how does that work?
Yeah, we can. And the first tip that I give for that is don't use "Hey" as your trigger word, because then you'll set off your iPhone as well as your Mac. So mine is set up with "Hello." And you do this, it's a workaround using enhanced dictation on macOS Sierra.
Okay.
You go into System Preferences, turn on Use Enhanced Dictation, which it's a huge download, so make sure you're on a fast connection when you download it. Once you do that, you can set up a dictation keyword phrase in accessibility so that all you have to do is say that word, and it triggers the dictation. Then you have a custom command called Siri that triggers Siri.
Okay. And so then in your case, you say, "Hello, Siri, turn on the lights."
Yep.
And so your Mac is now always listening. for whatever your trigger words are.
Yep.
And it's all through accessibility.
It's all through accessibility. Yeah. It's a bit complicated to set up, but it works really well. I've had one person already try it out and say that it worked, and a couple other people on Facebook hit me up and said, "Hey, thanks for this."
Awesome. Now, since it's kind of complex to get all the pieces together, I'll make sure there's a link in today's show notes to the article you wrote detailing how to do that. So
yeah, thanks.
So it's not like all our listeners have to sit here and frantically write what you're saying. But don't worry, everyone, we've got your back. So Now, are there any limitations in what you can do with Siri when you're invoking it in this way?
No. Anything that you could do by clicking on the Siri icon or by holding down the keyboard shortcut, you can do this way too. It launches Siri just like you would normally.
That's really cool.
And you can set up your own hailing phrase.
It can absolutely
be anything you want, right?
Yep.
That's really cool. All right. So now as I'm thinking about this, what I'm picturing is a way to overcome what I see as the biggest limitation of Siri in the home, which is that you can't just talk to the air.
Right.
One thing that I love about the Amazon Echo, I can just walk into a room, my hands are full, and I can issue a verbal command and it turns on all the lights. Mm-hmm. And if you have a spare Mac, an old Mac sitting around that can run Sierra, you could set that computer up somewhere so that it's just listening and it becomes your hands-free voice control for your HomeKit setup in your house.
Yeah.
That's really
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's fantastic. All right. Well, everyone, like I said, I'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes so that you can follow along with Jeff's steps. Thank you for putting that together, Jeff.
No problem.
All right. And we're out of pretty much out of time. So it's time for us to wrap up. Jeff, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. Great tip, Jeff. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. I have a feeling that I'm going to be looking on eBay or something or Craigslist for a spare Mac to set up that way. Because once it's done, you can run everything headless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, listeners, thank you for being here. And what you guys need to do, please, is head over to the Elgato website, elgato.com/TDO. Check out the Eve Smart Light Switch. It's HomeKit compatible, and you can get 10% off when you order through the Elgato website. Use the discount code TDO. Pick FedEx ground delivery for your shipping, so you get free shipping. And be sure and do that in the next couple weeks because it is a limited time offer. And thank you for being here, everyone. We will see you again on Monday.